It's Sunday, July 6th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Tropical storm Chantel grew in strength as it approached the southeast U.S. coast. It's forecasted to bring heavy rains to parts of the Carolinas today. Tropical storm warnings were issued for portions of the two states, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said. The storm was about 75 miles east of Charleston, South Carolina this morning, and 85 miles southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina. Its maximum sustained winds were clocked at 60 miles per hour, and it was moving north at 8 miles per hour. Rain bands from the storm were moving on shore, the Hurricane Center said, with flash floods and increasing concern. Heavy rain was forecast for parts of North Carolina through Monday, with total rainfall of 2 to 4 inches and local amounts of up to 6 inches that could lead to flash flooding. South Carolina's Emergency Management Division had warned residents earlier of the possibility of isolated tornadoes along the coast and of minor coastal flooding. Meanwhile, rescuers scoured a devastated central Texas landscape of mangled trees, overturned cars, and muck-filled debris Saturday in an increasingly bleak mission to locate survivors, including 27 girls who have not been seen since their camp was slammed with a wall of water in a historic flash flood. The flooding in Kerr County killed at least 43 people, including 15 children, and at least 8 people died in nearby counties. Authorities still have not said how many people were missing beyond the children from Camp Mystic, a Christian summer camp along a river in Kerr County where most of the dead were recovered. The destructive, fast-moving waters rose 26 feet on the Guadalupe River in just 45 minutes before daybreak Friday, washing away homes and vehicles. The danger was not over as rains continued pounding communities outside San Antonio on Saturday, and flash flood warnings and watches remained in effect. Searchers used helicopters, boats, and drones to look for victims and to rescue people stranded in trees and from camps isolated by washed-out roads. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vowed that authorities will be relentless in rescuing and recovering victims. "We will find every one of them," he said. In world news, 8 members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they will boost production by 548,000 barrels per day in August in a move that could further reduce gas prices this year. The group that includes Saudi Arabia and Russia made the decision at a virtual meeting Saturday. They cited a steady global economic outlook and low oil inventories. Oil prices spiked sharply last month during the bloody 12-day conflict between Israel and Iran, but then tumbled back down as the U.S. helped broker a peace deal after dropping bombs on 3 of Iran's key nuclear sites. Saudi Arabia holds significant influence in OPEC Plus as the dominant member of the OPEC producers cartel, and Russia is the leading non-OPEC member in the 22-country alliance. The ramp-up in production reflected weaker-than-expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries. In other news, 2 Dutch intelligence agencies said this weekend that Russia is increasing its use of prohibited chemical weapons in Ukraine, including World War I-era poison gas. The Netherlands Military Intelligence and the Security Service, together with the German Intelligence Service, found that the use of prohibited chemical weapons by the Russian military had become standardized and commonplace in Ukraine. According to the findings, the Russian military uses poison gas and riot control agent CS against sheltering Ukrainian soldiers who are then forced out into the open and shot. Dutch Defense Minister Ruben Brekelmans called for more sanctions against Moscow and continued military support for Kyiv. Brekelmans said that he doesn't want to see the use of chemical weapons become normalized. "Lowering the threshold for use is not only dangerous for Ukraine, but also for the rest of Europe and the world," he said in a statement. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.